Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 18th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Fossil makes 14 different Wear OS devices, and yesterday Google announced it was acquiring $40 million worth of Fossil smartwatch IP, as well as members of Fossil's R&D team that support that IP. Google told Wearable it's getting a new product innovation that hasn't yet hit the market that came along with Misfit when Fossil acquired it in 2015. Fossil is finishing development of the product and will make it available on its existing lineup. Google says the feature and benefits aren't in the category today, so it acquired it in order to make it available to other partners. Nikkei reports that Foxconn's plant in Shenzhou began seasonal layoffs much earlier this year as a result of slowing smartphone sales. The factory, which mostly produces iPhones, laid off 50,000 seasonal employees since October. According to industry insiders, these cuts aren't particularly deeper this year, but usually the monthly contracts for workers aren't renewed until late January. Nikkei previously reported that Foxconn planned to reduce its subsidiary workforce by 9% by the end of 2018 and cut costs in 2019 by an equivalent of $2.96 billion. At a media event, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella stated the company no longer sees Cortana as a competitor to voice assistants from Google or Amazon. Instead, the company sees it as a skill tied to Microsoft 365, one that should work on both Google Assistant and Amazon Voice services. In other Microsoft news, Microsoft has promised to use $500 million to address housing issues in the Seattle region. Microsoft will loan $225 million at below-market interest rates to developers of workforce housing on the east side of Seattle, near Microsoft. $250 million will go toward market-rate loans for construction of affordable housing. And $25 million will be donated to services for low-income and homeless residents. It comes as a result of work by former Governor Christine Gregory's Challenge Seattle organization, which is also working with other area businesses like Boeing, Amazon, and Alaska Airlines. Europe is still working on final wording of a new copyright directive that passed last September. Google has taken to issuing a warning of what its search would look like in Europe if Article 11 goes into force. Article 11 would give publishers the right to demand paid licenses to use snippets of stories. Google's test screenshots, shared with Search Engine Land, show a page of results for latest news that has no images, no headlines, and only the names of the news sources and timestamps. The legislation is in closed-door negotiation between the European Commission, Council, and Parliament. The European Council will vote today on the directive, which would be followed by negotiation with the European Parliament on January 21st and a final vote sometime in March. If it passes, all of that would become law in 2021. A new code of best practices for online curated content providers created by the Internet and Mobile Association of India received signatures from many streaming companies, including Netflix, Hotstar, Sony Live, Eros Now, Aerie, Alt Balaji, and Voot. Under the code, the services agree not to show content which disrespects the Indian flag, shows children having sex, offends religious sensibilities, promotes terrorism, or features banned material. Notably, Amazon has not signed on to the agreement. In India, over-the-top content is not subject to the same censorship laws that apply to film and TV, yet. Netflix announced it earned 30 cents per share in Q4 with revenue of $4.19 billion. Analysts had expected earnings per share of 24 cents and revenue of $4.21 billion. In Q4, the service added 1.53 million subscribers in the U.S. and 7.13 million internationally, both beating analyst expectations, and added a total of 29 million subscribers in 2018, showing 33% growth on the year. Netflix stated that 10% of U.S. screen time was now being used on their service, and that it considers non-television content like Fortnite to be among its most serious competitors. CNBC reports that, according to sources, Walmart has abandoned plans to launch its own streaming service and will instead focus on bolstering Vudu. Walmart has been collaborating with former Epic CEO Mark Greenberg on the service, but plans reportedly fell through when the company wouldn't commit to large investments in original content. Sources also said that Greenberg has approached other retailers, including Costco, on potential streaming service, but that no agreements have been reached. And finally, MasterCard has a new policy for dealing with free trials. For MasterCard to authorize a credit card hold for a free trial of a physical product, subscription merchants have to agree to some conditions. Before the first charge can be made at the end of the free trial, merchants must notify customers by email or text that the free trial is coming to an end. That message must include the amount of the upcoming charge and instructions on how to cancel the service. The merchants must also agree to send a receipt for every charge after that, which will also include instructions for cancellation. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.